Good evening. Three people have been arrested for their alleged involvement in the CBSE Class 12 Economics paper leak case. According to the Delhi police, one of them is an economics tutor who runs a coaching center in Outer Delhi. The other two teach physics and math at a convent school in the same neighborhood. Now, the police say that students were being charged between 2,000 to 5,000 rupees for accessing the leaked paper. Now, while India has seen no shortage of scams over time, our education system, for all its other flaws, has been seen as a shining bastion of meritocracy. You cannot buy or cheat your way through the IIT JEE, the medical entrance exam, or the CBSE Class 12 board exams, or so we thought. Is this bastion of trust finally succumbing to the forces of corruption? Are the youngest members of our society getting an early lesson in the rules by which they must play if they are to succeed in India? Whose fault was this leak? How much must the situation be corrected? We have lots to get through on the show, so I'm going to keep the introduction short. Dr. Balashankar, member of the BJP, Pawan Khera, spokesperson of the Congress, Rita Singh, principal of the Indrapuram Public School, Ghaziabad. She's been a master trainer, a mentor with CBSE for years. Gitanjali Kumar, she's worked as a counselor with the CBSE for over 15 years. Shahid Siddiqui, he's an educationist, also a journalist. And Shailaja Chandra, who is the former chief secretary of Delhi. But I want to start by asking those young Indians themselves. There are lots of them here in the studio. They're the ones worst affected. Any class 10, class 12 students here? What about you?
Yeah, so I'm actually applying abroad, and I've been accepted to a couple of countries, France, UK, and US. And the thing is that this eco paper reschedule, it's completely ruined my time. So basically, like, my idea was that I just had to pass board exams. It was that. And the main struggle for me was after the board exams. And now, I'm right now in a jiffy. I don't know what I'll do. All my plans have been ruined because I had to go for these orientations abroad, right? So my college, it starts in September, but I have to apply. I have to submit my transcripts. And even
so
other...
So now you don't know when the transcripts will come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and I have these exams next month called APs. And basically, as you all know, college works on a credit system, right? So if I had given those exams, I could skip some courses and I would have gotten some credits. But now...
You mean funding? Your fees would have been cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have to pay for those courses, right?
Got it.
I would have, like... And it would be a very big help in terms of money.
So now, because of everything that's happened, are you even more convinced that you've made the right decision to apply abroad and not study in India?
Yeah, I mean, my belief in our education system was already, like, hanging by a thread. And now, I don't even know that why I'm giving the board exam was the point of, like, studying in India, because obviously in India we have a quantified rat race. We have no, like, in US obviously we have holistic, like, I do activities and stuff in college and that actually counted. And now I was actually on some online forums, student forums, international online forums, and I was basically state boards, as you all may know, are not held in very high regard internationally.
And well, we don't know now if CBSE is also going to be held in high regard, but I think that's the message. Kids are now judging the system and questioning the system. That's something to worry about.
Good evening. Actually, my question is, previously there used to be three sets in CBSE for each exam, 10th and 12th both. But this time there were only one set. Was CBSE pre-planning that thing?
That's a great question. Mr. Balashankar, you know, there are many unanswered questions in this whole system, but will you respond to this first? Normally, the norm is there are multiple questions that are set. This time, for the first time, the CBSE set only one question. And I'm asking you this because the health secretary refused to let the CBSE chairperson answer this question. He himself, he deflected. As a journalist, I've seen many deflections by many politicians, but this was the most awkward. A direct question now has been asked by a youth of India. Why was this multiple paper done away with this time around? Sir, my question is to you.
To me?
Are you deflecting also?
No, I did not realize that you're asking. First of all, I share the anxiety of our young students here. And I also have to say that CBSE has built up a huge reputation in the last many decades. And we are talking about one of the most humongous education board in the world. So this reputation is being questioned, but let me tell you one thing. This is not the first time a leak is happening.
Sir,
but
we want to, these
questions,
these students are worried about this time.
No, every
their
time
future is on the line. So let's not
worried,
talk about what's happened
what
before.
Let's,
he, do you care
systemic,
about when it's happened in the past, or do you
failure.
Care about what's happening
this
now?
This has happened because
do you care about when it's happened in the past?
At some point.
So they want to know about right now. Forget about in the past.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about that only. See, this is not a systemic failure. This is not the CBSE that has failed. What has failed is there are 33,000 schools that are affiliated with the CBSE. And there
are you
some
giving the CBSE a clean chit already? Because
in
the police hasn't done
level.
Its investigation.
No, that is being investigated.
Okay.
What
but you're saying CBSE is not to blame.
No, CBSE is a huge body that is conducting a marvelous examination process. And in this, there are elements. See, we are talking about elements, rogue elements, who are trying to make money. And we have to fix these people. But in the name of fixing them, we
student.
Cannot... Besmirch the entire system, and we cannot give a bad name to the CBSE because this is still one of the most reputed institutions. Every day, more schools are getting affiliated to it, more students are getting affiliated to CBSE. So, we have a huge system we
that
have
is
developed.
Something we should question.
And we have to protect it.
That is why are schools wanting to be affiliated to the CBSE?
Because of the reputation that it has built over the years.
And the CBSE is charging 80,000 rupees for this affiliation. What are the students in the schools getting in return? Mr. Siddiqui, actually you're an educationist. You're also a journalist. And this time you didn't have to look too far for the story. It was right under your nose in your
Absolutely.
Own home. You have
yes.
two kids and one is in class 10, one is in class 12?
Yes, and one appeared for his economics and one for his maths. And that we thought that it will be over now, especially with maths, and now it's not over. And I feel that this is systemic failure because why he has not answered this question, nobody is answering this question.
Correct.
That why did CBSE move from the tradition of having 3-4 sets of papers? Why only one set of paper? One. Number two, why was CBSE focusing more on the Prime Minister's warriors than on the examinations? Before the examination, 1 month I think, before the examination, the whole CBSE was focusing on bringing students from all over the country and they listening to the Prime Minister and his book on how to appear for exams, not on the examination as such. So somebody should answer, and it's a failure of CBSE because someone higher up. Let's not get into, you know, arresting these small pies.
Mm.
I will come into about that, what is wrong with the system, why these coaching centers have taken over our education. Today, children are not getting education in the schools. They are getting
That's
education in the
sure,
coaching
that is the larger
centers.
Picture. We'll come to that. Mr. Balashankar, respond to this. We know that examinations are an issue that is close to the Prime Minister's heart. He's written a book on it. He gives students tips on how to deal with stress. He's not spoken out this time. How
yes,
seriously is the government taking this issue?
See, first of all, what Mr. Siddiqui is saying is correct about three question papers and now this is only one question paper.
Correct. Thank
this
you
is,
for
this is an issue.
Yes.
About this, I spoke to some CBSE officers also. They were also of the opinion that if there was an alternative question paper ready, we could have
so
been
who
able
took
to
that decision not to have an alternative question paper, which has been the norm all these years?
No.
Why is the health secretary not answering that question? Is he shielding someone in the CBSE? Why?
No, we are not talking about shielding anybody or we are not politicizing the whole thing. You know, this is not about politics. This is entirely about the trust of the students on the CBSE and keeping the reputation of the CBSE intact. So
students don't trust and don't believe it
collapsed.
Has a reputation.
It's shattered.
No, see, and also
globally
see,
it's shattered.
See, we are talking about 2 million students and all that, but we have to also understand that the people who have appeared for the economics paper, for example, that is only a minuscule. It is not the entire, I have some
12 lakh students is minuscule.
No, what I'm saying is of the total.
There are 12 lakh students who have applied for the exam, sir, this year. There is no total. That is the total. The BJP government
everybody,
is not aware
everybody
of that?
Is not an economic student, you know.
Sure, fair enough. You're
yeah.
right. You're
everybody
right.
Is not an
about 25%.
Okay, let's ask the students. The minister
no,
here
I'm
is
saying,
sir.
We are exaggerating it in
okay,
such a
okay.
way.
Okay, okay. So you're right. You're yeah. absolutely right. You corrected me. That's right. Not everybody takes economics. Respond. Would anyone like to respond to sir? He's saying that what's, you know, not. You're just a minuscule number of students who are affected. What's the big deal?
I think. Why only students have to suffer? You know, why either it's a re-examination or syllabus enhancement, why only students have to suffer? there is a ministers who took these decisions, and they have to take some stands to suffer, to change that.
Maybe you should ask ministers to redo their elections.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Rita, maybe you can come in here. You've worked with the CBSE. They've been conducting these exams for years. Why is this year different? What do you think has gone wrong?
First of all, let me clarify. I've never worked for CBSE. I'm
with
a
you've been a counselor, right?
I offer my services as a helpline counselor.
I said
that's all what I do. I listen to them. I try and pacify them. I empathize with them, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Right after the economics exam, the family walks off for a holiday, 3 days holiday, 1.5 lakh package they take. A frantic call comes next morning. Ma'am, what do I do? I come back. This is what I'm hearing from my friends. That is the angst in the children.
So what do you tell a student? You're a counselor. What are you telling the students now about this?
I cannot be a part of this discussion. Who's to be blamed? But what I understand is a wrong has happened. Damage control has to be done. And first of all, these students need to be pacified that something good will emerge for them, because there is no other respite now. They will take the exam, they don't take the exam, they miss their dates, as he says. It's all a flux, all a fluid situation. Just don't panic. And that's what I told that boy and his family, please enjoy your 3 days. I know the enjoyment is decreasing now, but please don't waste your money. Let the government decide its recourse. So some wait and watch policy had to happen for those 2-3 days, right?
So you're saying, I'm not understanding. So you're telling kids basically there's a silver lining, there are life lessons to be learned from this?
No, I'm not saying there's a silver lining. There's no silver lining in it. They are going to study again. There's no silver lining in it. But the fact of the matter is, yes, they will have to study again. There is no going back from it now. We cannot stay in a state of denial. Yes, this anger is justified. They are grieving. I relate to it.
Okay.
But the anger and the grief
students
is
cannot
genuine.
Stay in, I think that's fair. Students cannot stay in a state of denial.
Right.
Question is CBSE still in denial? Because students clearly don't have that option. They have to sit for an exam. And perhaps in a sense, this is a life's lesson.
Yeah.
Like we tell our kids, look, life is never fair.
Yeah.
You may do many things. It's out of your control. And in the end, things don't go your way. So this is a tough lesson for all of you. I think it's a bit early in life for them to learn such a hard lesson. But the question is, has the CBSE learnt a lesson? Is anybody in the CBSE going to learn any lessons? Rita, sorry, I meant that question was for you. CBSE has conducted these exams in the past. Why is this year different?
See, being a grassroots level worker, I mean, I can hear the policymakers here. But the fact is, yes, CBSE has already started taking measures. I cannot speak for CBSE, but I can speak for the person who's experiencing the changes that has coming in, that has come in CBSE in the past few
please share them with us.
Years,
whatever you can.
The kind
your
of
capacity.
Circulars that are coming, the kind of handholding that is coming. It has never ever happened that if there is a new policy that is coming in, there isn't an orientation for that. We have had meetings in Dehradun office, that's supposed to be regional office for the region that I work in. There have been an ample number of meetings that have happened in Ghaziabad region, whether it has been with city coordinators, or with the regional officer himself, or with the chairman, chairperson herself. There have been 18 orientation programs. There have been amazing number
post
of...
The
let me finish,
before
sir.
The
I'll just come... No, no,
before.
Much before all these leakage that has happened. Yes, it's a very... something that shouldn't have happened. I'm not in no way supporting what has happened. Something very sad that has happened. That doesn't put all the good efforts that has happened... I mean, we can't really brush away all those things that are good that has happened. There has never been so much of hand-holding. There has never been so many circulars which are nudging even the city nodal supervisors, center nodal supervisors, even the center superintendents to how they are supposed to do things right, how they are supposed to be on ground. I think the steps CBSE has taken in past 1 year, if I can be precise. Otherwise, yes, over
then
the
how
years.
How did this happen this year? Because again, the question is, it hasn't happened with the ICSE.
ICSE
has managed.
ICSE is a very small number, and CBSE is more than 12,000, 13,000 schools all over India. So it's a big number. Something like this, we die in railway station stampede because we are so many number. In Paris or Switzerland, we don't die because we are in number. The fact is, we have to understand where we started from. Where did India start from? How many years have been, we are a developing country. It's how many years has it been that we have been independent? How, I mean, I think if we understand the starting point where India has started, India has gone a long way, our education system has gone a long way. If you start correlating with Nalanda University days, yes, we can say, ki, okay, we were so good and where are we today? But we have had a curves up and down in our history. Where we started in 1947, where we are today, I'm sure our education system has seen wonderful, I mean, they have really done wonderfully well. So.
Okay, so you believe that the CBSE, there is a defense for the CBSE. Shailaja, do you think this is possible, that this could have been pulled off without it being an inside hand, there being an inside hand?
I think the inside hand was definitely the role of that principal and the other two people who are supposed to be there when the paper is opened. It's opened at a particular time.
Correct.
This was opened an hour or something in advance.
There are supposed to be invigilators and there has to be the principal
now,
of the school.
Those four people, if you get after them, they will spill the beans, whether
Correct.
It was a message from anywhere or whether it was their own doing.
It happened a day before.
It happened a day before.
No. Which was already
Correct.
Sent.
She's talking about the economics paper. There's a difference. The economics paper came out an hour before. That's the arrest that the police have made today.
Yeah.
But they're right. The math paper came out the evening before and an email was sent to the chairperson and they did not call off the exam. So two separate cases.
Let's be clear. I'm not making a case for CBSE, but I know my three children had to do those exams, and much as I'm probably way beyond being even the grandmother stage, I can only say the tension that children go through is something enormous. I know how much tension the parents have to go through on their behalf, so my heart bleeds for whatever has happened. But let us be clear, we have counterfeit drugs in this country. We have counterfeit money, currency being made. This is a counterfeit activity done by four or five people. Now, if they were doing it at somebody's behest, if it was a conspiracy, it has to come out through an investigation. I think that somebody's head has to roll, but the head has to roll exactly where it happened. There's no use targeting the entire system.
I agree.
Because the minute you start shaking a pillar, the entire edifice will fall.
True.
There is no future for these children if they start quaking and saying the CBSE is rubbish. I, however, do feel that the CBSE needs to make deterrent punishment, both for all children who come through any kind of a suspicion, put on their paper forever, unfair practice, examination practice. The minute that's put there, and that is on the stamp for your school leaving exam, when you go for post-graduation, when you go for graduation, when you go for a job, if that sign is there, they will think twice about getting entangled in cheating. Number two, I have a message for parents. I have been a parent. I've also been, I mean, they may be not here, but they may be your viewers. Why is our country accepting that pass kisi bhi halat mein hona hai if your kid is not studying? Why should he have an advantage over kids who have studied, sweated, worked till 4 in the morning to get a meritorious place? Why are we equating everybody and making everybody into a common denominator? As though it just doesn't matter that there's somebody who's worked hard and has aspired and reached the 99% goal, and you have people who are allowed to cheat and get by and pass. This is really, you know, equating.
So you're saying there should be a retest. There has to be a retest.
Because how else for economics? For the class 10, I think for 7 years they didn't have it. It's not going to be the end of the world.
Yeah, they can skip it.
They can skip it. But I think for economics, it's very important. It is the most sought after
subject. Well, for him, he
needs
it, because otherwise it won't go on his transcript. He won't get a transcript. He won't be able to go ahead. He has conditional acceptance from a university in the States, and that's not going to happen.
And economics is the most sought after of all the papers. That is definitely because the future of that is much wider than others. I'm not talking about engineering and all that.
So that answers Mr. Balashankar's question, that not many people are sitting for that economics exam.
No, that
Pavan, let me ask you that same question. Why do you think that's happened this year?
Look, I'm very glad there are some sane voices on our panel.
Usually aren't we calmed people.
very, very good that they've calmed these students. But look, an accident has happened. Now, what's the reaction of the government?
True, let's look forward.
I'm here to question that also, because I'm from the opposition. I need to question it. It's my right and duty. Now, tell me, Mr. Javadekar says that it's only in the Delhi NCR region. The Jharkhand police says, no, the leaks happened across many states. Now, Mr. Javadekar belongs to a party, I'm afraid, which derives all its knowledge and wisdom from the WhatsApp University, and he doesn't realize the reach of WhatsApp. That confuses parents and children both. आपने एक बार उन्हें दुखी किया, उसके बाद आपने उनको इतना confused कर दिया. Now they don't know whether exam retest होगा या नहीं होगा, होगा तो कहाँ होगा? At least be sane in your response. At least be calming in your response. Don't confuse them further. Now, if Mr. Narendra Modi were to be asked to face the Gujarat election all over again, what will he go through? To me, taking a math exam again is like Mr. Modi facing Gujarat all over again. It's as tough as that. So we, as politicians, we need to get into your shoes and understand what you guys are going through. And I'm sorry. I apologize from the political class. I don't know if Mr. Balasubramanian would agree with me or not. We owe you an apology. We failed you. And that's the least
Mr. Balasubramanian, has the government failed the students of India, the youth of India?
I don't think so. See, how can you blame the government for a leak that has happened at a localized level?
We don't know yet. Will you then answer the question, how is it that the email was sent to the CBSE chairperson the evening before? You're talking about today's case that the police say they have cracked.
No, we are cracking down, we are investigating, and we will come to the truth and we will know who the culprits are. But at the same time, what I'm saying is that let us keep the faith in the system and don't frighten the students. I know, see, I also have my son, he's also studying. We all are, as parents also, we are most worried about the whole thing.
Which class is
but
he studying?
At the same, my
your son,
he's not in CBSE.
Why is he not in CBSE? Where is he?
No, because he's past that age.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing research. Now, I know
so
the
you're
answer.
So, you're not really affected?
Pardon?
You're not really affected. So, then you shouldn't have brought up your son, sir, as an example. But anyway, carry on. The education minister also says he's not getting sleep. He's not getting any sleep at night.
No,
your
no,
son
I,
is
no,
no
I
longer
am,
in CBSE.
I understand in this technology age, you know, if it is leaked at one place, it is very easy to spread to all the country. I understand that part.
But the education minister doesn't get it. He's saying it's only Delhi and NCR.
No, that is because of the time factor. You know, it may not have reached. Then we are not a country of cheats. You know, we know people who are studious students, and students are very serious about appearing for the exams. So even if you give him a paper like this, leaked paper, I don't think most of the students will not even look at it. But we have a system
Hold on. So, sir, saying that if you get, we are not a country of cheats, and that if you were given a paper, you would not look at it. How many of you would?
Not at all possible.
No, they will think it's a fake paper, you know.
Most even people, if we get a paper an hour before, if we are going to appear for a board exam, we'll definitely look at it because it's a board exam.
Seriously,
Anyone else? Go ahead.
Exactly. As we know, we are running in an incessant rat race here. We have to get into college. Exactly. We have to get good grades. There we need to look at it because we need to get good grades here.
I think that's
excuse me, I have a question.
Actually, I got the paper, but I didn't look at it.
You got the paper and you didn't look
at
it.
I didn't look at it.
No,
why did you not look at it?
First, I got the paper, then I contacted one of my friends.
Yeah.
I told him that I got a leaked paper, should I send it to you? He told me that...
You didn't look at it, but you wanted to send it to someone else.
No. At that time, I wanted to look at it. But when I called him, he said that if you look at it, then what is the difference between you and them? This will make you a better person. Mm-hmm. You just don't have to think about right now, but what in the future you will be. So I decided I won't look at it, and I didn't send him because...
No, but
because,
that is the general trend in the country.
And it will stay till the end.
We help people. No, that is why the system is working.
Okay. I think that's great.
Yeah,
fantastic.
No,
I think that's amazing. Are there any parents in the audience right now? Are you a father? So my question to you is this. What do you tell your child today? I have a two-year-old child. Should I be teaching her about honesty? Should I be teaching her about, you know, being good, doing right over wrong? Or should I be saying be smart? Because, you know, you live in a tough world, and if you want to get ahead, it's no use saying, I'm not going to look at the paper because you know everybody else is looking at the paper.
I will always prefer him to be honest.
Okay.
That is preferable for him. But being the parent, I agree with person. He says that the present government is always, we believe that the present government will rectify all these things which had been in the past, like the AIIMS leak paper, SSC leak paper. So we always believe it that this government will sort this problem for once and all. The system has to be rectified.
And you believe the government will fix it?
I do believe.
Okay. So this gentleman believes that the government will fix the problem. Mr. Siddiqui, respond.
No.
एक्सक्यूज मी, अभी तक इस पर एसएससी पर बात हो रही थी, लेकिन मैं एसएससी एस्पिरेंट हूँ और शायद आप लोग सीबीएसई के पेपर के लीक के बारे में बात कर रहे हो। तो जैसा मैं मानता हूँ कि चोरी जो है सो शायद घर से स्टार्ट होती है और फिर वो दूसरे के घर में भी चालू हो जाती है, तो वही सिस्टम है। और ये एसएससी का जो मामला है कि हम लोग के साथ जो अन्याय हो रहा है, चोरी वहाँ पर हुई, तकरीबन 2 करोड़ लोग उसमें बैठते हैं और चोरी हो जाती है और सिस्टम ऐसा ही देखते रह जाता है। हम लोग 18 दिन से बैठे रहे हैं सड़कों पर, कोई 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 रिस्पॉन्स करने नहीं आया और ये एक महीना ही हो गया।
ओके, होल्ड ऑन, होल्ड ऑन। ओके, सो मिस्टर बालाशंकर सेज दैट वी आर नॉट अ कंट्री ऑफ चीट्स, बट डू यू बिलीव दैट देयर इज एनी एग्जाम इन इंडिया टुडे दैट कैन बी कंडक्टेड विदाउट देयर बीइंग अ लीक?
मैम, सबसे पहले मैं ये कहना चाहूंगी कि यहाँ सीबीएसई से आपने कहा कि आप सिस्टम में थे, सीबीएसई के जैसा भी एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन में थे, लेकिन यहाँ एसएससी से कोई भी मुझे नहीं दिख रहा है। ऐसा क्यों? एवरीबडी इज टॉकिंग अबाउट सीबीएसई ओनली, ऐसा क्यों है? सीबीएसई में बच्चे, मैं मानती हूँ लाखों में होंगे, लेकिन वो 1-2 महीने के बाद फिर से एग्जाम दे देंगे एंड दे विल पास इट आउट श्योरली। लेकिन सर, जब एसएससी, जब आप प्लस टू के बाद जाएंगे आगे, तो आपको एसएससी जैसे एग्जाम्स का सामना करना पड़ेगा और अभी आपको 1-2 महीने का स्ट्रेस झेलना पड़ता है। मैं बता दूं आपको, बच्चे जो बेड्स के बैठे हैं 2-3 सालों से उनको स्ट्रेस झेलना पड़ता है, उसकी कोई आवाज क्यों नहीं उठा रहा?
No, I think we're speaking about all of these. My question is this: do you believe there is any exam in the country today that is clean, that is above board?
Answering that question, I would like to put some light on the CBSE examination. As she was speaking about SSC examination,
are you a student?
Yeah, I'm a third year student in engineering right now, but I would like to say this point. Last past 3 years I've been saying that there is much more importance given to the CBSE examination rather than the entrance examination. For any of the degree to choose, you need a foundation. What is that foundation? That is a CBSE level, CBSE 12th board examination. If you are getting cheated, if you are getting papers leaked in the CBSE itself, how would even students have the faith to continue their education system? But students are now getting their mind diverted towards something else other than education system. Time to many of the people, the educationalists, who have been giving the perfect idea about these things, that yeah, education system might be good with some essential changes. But as you said, ma'am, SSC is good. Yeah, yes. SSC is necessary for those students who are aspirants. But think about those students who are now failing to attain their normal foundation level, that is 12th board examination.
So it's a problem across the board. But I think we've raised an important question. Somebody over here also mentioned it. We need to question, why are we seeing so many leaks? Let's look at the larger picture. Is there too much of an emphasis on an education on this system, because that is the only way kids in India can get jobs today?
Unfortunately, we have turned the whole nation into a nation of rats who are into this rat race. Everybody has to, and the parents, it starts from the nursery admission. The child, 1 or 2 year old child, is prepared to go into that interviews to get an admission. The pressure starts from there. We don't allow any freedom to our children to take off, and that is, the whole system has gone wrong.
How could you blame a parent? Let me just say, from
I'm not blaming the parent.
View,
I'm not blaming
from
anybody.
From a parent's point of view, I want my child to have a good future. Today, 2 crore people have applied for 90,000 jobs in the railways.
Yes, I'm coming
to
that.
The only way you get a job is depending on your marks. So obviously, yes, I'm going to push my child.
I'm coming to that. SSC, no, they have to sit in the examination, and examination are totally manipulated. The most of the examinations all over the states, whether it's police ki bharti or it's clerical bharti or it's any other bhartis, even at the level of IAS and IFS, manipulation does take place, and that is
on
where
that
is where
that?
That is where
on what basis are you I saying mean, that where's the data
there's no
the
data for that you
there
can't you don't have a data for that you don't have a data for that
people
one hear second. People
don't
learn
don't
people
I mean,
learn from, because you are in public life, you learn from there.
Okay, so if you don't have data, then I don't think it's fair to bring that up. Shailaja, respond.
How can you have data for corruption? This is an opportunity to set right this system, and I have 3 suggestions to make. Number one, it should be an encrypted paper which comes with a code. The only one computer in the room can be opened, and that will be with a double code. It is done for board papers. It can be easily done for the board examination. Board meaning commercial organizations.
I think that has already been done now.
I don't know, but let them start doing it for CBSE. So this kind of a huddle of a principal and some people getting together is just out of question. There is technology available whereby you cannot put it on a pen drive, you cannot photograph it. It becomes, there is technology. Why can't that be used? It is opened only 15 minutes before.
I mean, because examination, everything. What kind of education are we giving? There are schools all over the country where there are no teachers, where there is no education, where are no schools, where are no infrastructure. And what do we expect from these children? In Bihar, in UP, in the villages, they have to compete and they have no alternative but to cheat. And we are producing that nation of cheaters.
So Shailaja is talking about technology. Mr. Javadekar, Pavan, Mr. Javadekar has said technology will now be used from tomorrow, that is from Monday, when students are sitting for their board exams. But we don't have any idea on what this is. It's just a statement that he's made.
It's an opaque response, as I said.
Just complete? Sure. I think I was speaking and I was interrupted rather rudely. I'd like to complete, please. Technology is the answer.
Picking up on your topic of technology, the point that you made.
I also want to add one more thing, that this is something which, if it is done, all this cheating can be stopped. Do we want to stop cheating? That is the question. Who is encouraging all this? Do you think there is a whole mafia which is encouraging? No.
It
is the same people.
Are we just incompetent?
Sorry?
Is it just incompetency or what is it? Why would somebody not want to crack down on corruption?
They are not ready to join a merit-based system.
Who is
they? Politicians. Huh? The children. They are not interested
and
because
the children, I think the
they have been
we should blame the children.
Sorry.
They have been taught. They have been taught by society. That's the only way to succeed. I think that mindset has to change by having completely
whole coaching system,
different type of
teaching. The schools you have to go for coaching. Spend lakhs of
okay,
rupees.
Okay, students,
to
get your responses to ma'am. But Pavan, I was asking.
The whole system has collapsed.
I partly agree with Ms. Shailaja Chandra that there is a mafia. We need to identify that. There is no doubt about that.
Yes.
Only yesterday, they arrested this Jharkhand Coaching Center fellow who was the leader of the ABVP. No, it can't just stop there. How? It can't be a coincidence that a guy running a coaching center is the leader of ABVP.
The ABVP says he's not a member of the ABVP. Anyway,
the office bearer of ABVP is found leaking papers. It's not just CBSE. Look at what's happening with the SSC guy. It's a nationalization of the Vyapam model of BJP.
You're a parent? Okay, so it's happening across the board. You're a parent.
No, ma'am, I'm teacher.
Acha, bataiye sir.
Khera sahab, aapse baat karni hai mereko. Sir, abhi aap Congress ke hain, BJP ko blame kar rahe hain, BJP wale aapko blame kar rahe hain. Sir, sahi ladai mein hamare bacche kahan jayenge aap ye batao.
System dekhiye, ek baat aap spasht samajh lijiye. Ek baat aap spasht samajh lijiye. Vipaksh ki bhumika ye hoti hai ki sarkar par prashn uthaye. Agar usme aapko prashn mein bhi aapatti hai, to hum chup baith jate hain, aap uthaiye. Ye kya matlab hua aapka? Mujhe maaf kijiyega, ye baat mujhe कतई पसंद नहीं आती जब आप विपक्ष में प्रश्न उठाते हैं कि आप सरकार
पॉलिटिक्स इज अबाउट मैनेजमेंट ऑफ द सोसाइटी
हम आप ही लोगों की आवाज उठा रहे
हैं सिस्टम
वही रहता है
स्टूडेंट्स प्लीज टेल अस डू यू वांट क्वेश्चंस टू बी रेज्ड ऑन दिस और नॉट Do you want to get to the bottom of this matter or not?
Yeah.
Because the education secretary had a press conference. The CBSE chairperson was not allowed to speak. He didn't answer most of the questions that the press was raising. The government, sir, why don't you
speak? Please apologize to the children. The education secretary, the CBSE chairman should have apologized that
the opposition
is
wrong. And we apologize to
you. The system is
wrong. Are you all satisfied with the actions that the government has raised? Are you all satisfied with the action that the Delhi police has taken today?
No.
Is that where it ends?
No.
Because they're saying they found and sir is saying it's a localized problem. It is just one or two bad apples.
Ma'am, I completely agree with you. You said CBSE is rubbish. No, I'm not saying that CBSE is rubbish.
She didn't say CBSE is rubbish.
You said that CBSE, you think like we are
thinking.
No, she
didn't. And get to your point.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying that CBSE has done very good. But they are not seeing on the country. They are seeing only on two states. All over the students come to Delhi because Delhi is on the top. All the colleges, all...
What does that have to do with the CBSE exam? People are taking CBSE exams all over the country.
I just want to speak something.
Sir, you were speaking about some tuition centers who are involved in this paper leak.
Yes.
There was a guy named Vicky who has been coming over all the news channels. He is
my
tuition teacher.
He was the initial suspect.
Yeah, he was named as a suspect, even though he wasn't involved in any of such cases, but his name was pulled over all the news channels. Yes, and I'm a student, I'm a 4-year-old
student. But an investigation has to have a process,
investigation has happened,
right? They started with him and
up.
Now they're saying, they're not saying he's guilty.
Yes.
We have heard words like mastermind and
yes.
WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks, they are turning the situation into being funny. They said WikiLeaks, which is abruptly
Ma'am,
wrong.
I'll tell you, someone said on the panel that the education system is slowly fading from the schools to coaching centers. I would like to put some light on this, that yeah, the teachers at tuition center are much more closer to the students and they're getting, yes, the needs are being fulfilled by those teachers. My teacher, Vicky sir, who is being said as the kingpin for all these things, he is not like that. I am his 4-year-old student, yes, and I have gone through all those teachings and have
okay,
papers.
So you're saying Vicky is innocent. As of now, the police will have to come up with some sort of statement on it, whether he'll come or not.
You speak for your Vicky, sir. He speaks for his going abroad. Somebody speaks for poor my children. I will have to re-give the exam. Everybody's speaking in they've got individualistic approach to the entire problem. They're only thinking about what I'm going to go through. Are we actually thinking of what is going, actually why all these things are? Yes, we can say that these things are happening. They have happened in many, very many examinations. We, civil services as well, 2 years ago. So the fact is, these leaks have been happening in India. People have been erring. People have been changing, improving. People have been trying to improve the systems. When you're trying to improve a system, there can be fallouts. There can be situations where we do go wrong. People do go wrong. If a person has really tried to do something, I'm not talking about Modi ji here. I'm not talking about Rajiv Gandhi here. I'm not talking about any political party. We want to rise above this. All of us in here, I will say 90% of the people who are sitting in this room, will like to rise above these kind of chota sa courts in beech mein, wo jo ABVP office mein tha, or something like wo jo BJP ke neta ka beta tha. Sorry. We are not here to understand if this crime has been committed. So let's concentrate on ye BJP ka neta tha, isliye crime hua. I don't know where we are. If we are, what is the purpose of we all sitting here for 1 hour and talking about doing some discussion?
What is the goal?
Whatever be the goal, will decide the veins and means. What are the ways and means?
I think I
if we have decided
to
no, if we have decided to fix CBSE,
let's
what
decide that.
What is her point?
I think, ma'am, I think one second.
Point?
What is the bigger picture? You're saying what is the learning that has come out of this? Will anybody be held accountable? Please respond.
You would not believe it. About 3 days ago, there was at least 30 centers which were set up where they were actually trying out all these things. Changes are not just happening from one examination to another. Changes are happening from one day to another.
I should hope because there's no guarantee for the students if Monday's paper is going to be leaked or if the 25th paper is going to be leaked.
Yes, there is.
But ma'am, are we setting such a low bar? What do you mean by the fact that, you know, we should put them on a pedestal because they're trying to make changes? Of course they have to make changes.
Nobody should be put on pedestal.
I don't think that we need to put a halo around anybody.
Nobody.
They have to change the system, but unless you criminalize this, unless people go to jail for
yes,
this,
true.
But somebody
and
should take the responsibility.
Right
also. Accountability
it
has
is,
to be there at the highest level.
Change.
But nobody is taking accountability from the CBSE.
The police are on it, but not on the teachers, not on the CBSE. They don't put people in jail. That means they are in
organization. But ma'am, this even if it happened at a local level, the school is affiliated to the CBSE. The CBSE has cleared them. It has given them an affiliation. It has taken money from them for that affiliation. So how is the CBSE not responsible?
There are many ways the government and the CBSE can punish people. They can't have a goody-goody approach. They will have to change the examination system. How come this doesn't happen in SAT exam, GRE exam? That is worldwide, it doesn't go wrong because you have completely different ways of asking questions. Even the IIM examinations, it doesn't happen because the questions
that is a very crucial point.
They look at your intelligence.
If you're being correct,
they don't look at your cramming.
You cannot cheat in an exam where you are being questioned on your intelligence and not on whether you have mugged up the answer.
Yes.
So that is a very important point. There's something wrong with our system.
I think that is where CBSE must put its heart
not
and soul
the CBSE,
in changing.
That's what the education ministry too. Go into not just the history, changing the history, but changing the education system and not producing clerks, which was the aim of the Britishers, and that system we have not changed. The cramming up still takes place, the questioning is not allowed, the feudal system remains, and that critical mind is not being produced. The scientific critical mind has to be there, and for that you need huge changes. But whenever we talk of changes, we talk of changing the history, or changing a few books here and there, or changing the names of the books.
No, but
not
I must add one thing. I came to know, and maybe everybody here knows, but I was quite pleased to learn that the CBSC, in the last couple of months or something, put an end to CBSC printing books. They have no business to be in book business. This is the job of NCERT. Why were they publishing books? Wasn't there some gadbad going on there? CBSC stopped it. I say bravo that at least they have moved
one step ahead. Have four sets of paper this year? Nobody's answering that.
Yeah, nobody's answering that question.
Why this
also, Rita, you say there are new systems being put into place.
Everybody
from what I know,
CBSC,
the new system means that the question answer, the question paper is going to be emailed to the school, and then it will be printed
that.
In
they
school.
No, but that's, you're right. I think
but that sounds to me like we're asking for trouble.
No.
You're telling me
we didn't have this issue. We also failed when there is a one distribution center, or of course multiple distribution center, when the entire process was being handled by fewer number of people, when this thing happened. If we have printing happening at many locations, we all have all those anxieties. What I'm trying to say is, they are not putting this in place. They are trying a whole lot of things to get things, find solutions. This being solution oriented is what is making me happy.
No, at my least, question is, do we have to write what's wrong in the system, or do you have to rewrite the whole system?
No, only bring in the corrective measures. So I point taken. I want to take a cue from somebody just mentioned about, I agree on that when you said that we are not really working on the education as such. What is education? Education is actually, I would call it, it's a living organism,
yes,
which has to keep mutating, it has to keep changing. We are not doing it. Wherein our NCF 2005 is now taking shape. So yes, there were issues, I'm not talking about that. That's only CBSC cannot do that, number
whole
one.
Approach to education,
there is a concept called washback effect.
Yes.
The way you design your question paper is how teachers will teach in the classrooms.
Correct.
So what is your goal will decide how that learning will happen. So yes, I agree to what the gentleman says. Yes, we are supposed to have a correct form of question papers, correct form of pedagogy, correct form of how the concepts are actually passed on. Agreed. Likewise, if you're sitting here for a discussion, what is our real objective? Our real objective is to hang the CBSC chairman or criticize BJP or to find
solutions. Okay, I don't know. Let's ask the students that. What is the real objective here? What do you want? What is the end of it?
It's a democracy.
It's
a democracy.
So let's find solutions.
Everybody has to be accountable.
Accountable
to take moral responsibility. The chairperson should take moral responsibility and resign.
Okay, do you want accountability? Sir, you don't have a mic. Sir, you don't have a mic. Sir, hold on. You do not have a mic. You cannot be heard. He has the mic. Please respond to ma'am's question. Do we want accountability? Does that mean somebody at the CBSC at the top, their head has to roll?
Okay, first of all, just like in for a hypothetical situation, we take that we are not angry about the retest. But it was not only the
I'm
students'
happy to hear
effort.
That.
It's a hypothetical situation, but still. So the main question is, like, it was not only our efforts, it was the efforts of our parents who
definitely
were motivating us every time. So who and how
increase
is going to
horizon
compensate?
No, little increase your horizon from yourself and parents. Let's talk big.
Yeah, I'm saying
there's
that.
So much of money that is involved,
exactly.
Our taxes have gone there.
So
which we are going to have to pay. The public is going to pay for this.
Who,
even though the CBSC has so much money.
And how are we, the students and our parents, like all over India, are going to be compensated for the loss we are having? Like, I had an emergency. I had to go to see my grandma, who is very ill. I had thought that as soon as the economics exam is over, I'll go to it. But I'm not able to go because I have to study for two exams. That is one for my entrances and eco again. So who is and how is going to
come? But answer the question what ma'am is saying. Will you be happy if somebody loses their job at the CBSC?
Definitely, because it's a career option. No. Wait. Let me clarify.
Let me clarify how.
The thing is, that is only one person losing his job. But if we are stuck, there are millions of jobs that won't be able to get.
What happened to the Australian cricket team?
I have one.
Are you happy?
Time.
I have one question. I'm sorry.
The captain had to pay the price. The captain took the responsibility, moral responsibility.
All of us.
That is the way of a moral person.
We don't deliver, we lose elections.
Yes.
That's the punishment we get.
Exactly. Who is going to ensure that, again, it's not going to be leaked and there will be no flaws or anything like
okay.
that?
Okay. Mr. Balchandra, quick question. Students saying they've lost confidence in the board. How do you get this confidence back? Because they have to sit for an exam on the 25th. What about class 11 students? Any class 11 students here? So they have to sit for an exam next year, and when the parent says, beta, study for this exam, I'm sure they're going to say, mom, why do I need to study? It's rigged anyway. Please, quick respond. We have to go in for a break. Hold on.
No, the damage had already happened.
That's the question. Hold on. Okay. Pass me the mic. Sir, how can you assure them that this won't happen again?
See, there is no other option, but you have to believe in the system, you know. If there is an alternative system the student
the
has in mind, if you have an alternative system, then the
system won't take moral
okay, as long there as is no,
we have
you
only
just have to trust the government is what sir is saying. We're going to go in
and
for a
have to believe
break
in the
and come back
and
get
we have
more
to undergo the system
reactions.
Of education.
All right, thank you so
but
much.
Of course, our government is trying to create new systems.
Welcome back. The CBSE question paper leak has exposed the need for an overhaul, but as of now, it doesn't look like anybody is going to take responsibility, and there's no guarantee if this will not happen again. Quick audience reactions.
Sir, you said that 12 lakh is just a minuscule, and it's that you failed to assure us that this paper will not get leaked again. You failed to assure this minuscule, and if you say that 12 lakh is too small, then I'm really sorry, sir, but with all due respect, I must say that you should join the 10th class student for a retest in mathematics. Apart from that,
okay,
sir...
Okay, come on. All right.
Here.
Okay, hurry up.
So you said that you were shameful that they are not letting the opposition to, blame the government, but sir... I'm again sorry, but I think that you should be shameful because the motive of these parties is to just play the blame game. Why is that we, the students, have to give in to the farrago of these politicians masqueraded as our own leaders who have just this one thing to do is that they play the blame game. They're not just concerned about
okay,
what
so there
we
is
got
a blame
to
game being claimed, but I am very impressed. I've heard the word farrago being used for the second time. Make use of the word farrago. Okay.
So, ma'am, CBSE is cribbing about a large number of students. You've included the 10th batch, this year's batch, for again. Ma'am, my first question is, nothing is told that when will we have an exam and nothing has been commented on our future. So we are in such a perplexed situation. And the second thing, we are giving up...
You may not even have an exam. You're not a class 10 student. Like ma'am said, look at the bigger picture.
Okay. And the thing is that we have been told that we are giving 10th boards because in this, when you're giving in different schools, there's no unfair... It's unfair because some schools are lean and some are strict. So if you're supposed to be put in a fair situation, how we are facing an unfair and unjust situation again, so that there's no point to this.
Okay, so the students are just being battered. I want to take quick closing arguments quickly. What can be done to ensure that this doesn't happen again? What needs
definitely
to change?
Definitely corrective measures, as madam has been saying, but apart from corrective measures, revamping of our education system, because the race for numbers has to stop. Paper was brought, somebody purchased it, the need was there because yes, marks are required, because admissions are to be taken, jobs have to be taken. Again, a game of numbers. So somewhere the demand is more and
the
supply.
But where is the solution? This government
so somewhere
promised
we'll have
jobs.
To have a change.
I think the crux of it is where are the jobs, Pavan?
Sarah, we are creating a generation of cynics. This is a young generation. We, all of us, whether we are in the BJP or the Congress, we have no business making them so cynical at this young age. So, short term, medium term, long term, we need to come up with solutions. And the solutions is not writing a sequel to exam warriors called exam plumbers. We need to really, really overhaul the system. But in the short term, please, the heads must roll and the right heads must roll. You can't
right
just protect
roll.
Your CBSE chairman or whoever you need to protect. Don't do that because we'll be failing them all over again.
Rita, last word. Respond.
I only have to say that... I don't believe in head rolling, etc., frankly. I've always been objective oriented. Whatever be the situation, there have been smaller issues, there have been bigger issues. Whenever there are issues, there has to be, we all have to look at the solutions. We have to look at the bigger picture. This keeping marks as a main objective is what has resulted in all this. Till we do not really change our objective, our means will remain like this. Till we do not really, the person, I think the child who's picked up that has cheated, whichever form, whether bought or cheated, actually looking at another papers, he's already decided that he doesn't want to learn. He's already said no to knowledge. So let it be. Let him go on. The fact is, the guy who's decided to cheat is not wanting to learn. He's
but
decided
also the system
himself.
Is not going to reward him for learning. The system is only rewarding him for rote learning, for getting the right marks.
So why?
Whether he gets a job or not will depend on how many marks he's got, not whether he knows
very
the subject
many,
very well.
I don't
All right,
think there
Shelly
are very
closing
many.
Argument.
I have
What's the solution?
I think the solution is one, technology, because that is what world exams do. We are not using enough of it. We need to use it. Number two, the heads of the people who actually did this fraud, this cheating, have to roll by going to jail. It's not a question of heads rolling. As far as the chairman is concerned, when Nirav Modi happened, you don't go baying for the blood of the chairman of the PNB. You got after a deputy manager. In this case, you may say that I'm... No, listen to me. I am not taking her side. I don't know her at all. Let me be quite frank. But I know the exam system. The chairman does not know who's the paper setter. The chairman does not know who the printer is. The chairman does not know which bank it is kept in the locker of. It is all done by the controller of examinations. And there is a whole hierarchy under the controller. The chairman is supposed to see that the guidelines and
so
the
maybe
systems...
Maybe the controller of examinations should be answering questions. Maybe he should have been sitting with the health secretary, the education secretary, and not the chairman then, if she's not involved with any of these decisions.
These are not... It should be the controller of examinations and
Where
the
Where is the controller of examinations? He should have been there, Mr.
Sara, apart from revamping our education system... Immediately, I feel that the Prime Minister should have reacted to this as he was reacting to
Where has he reacted, sir? There was no monkey bath yesterday.
He should talk immediately.
To whom? Have you heard from the Prime Minister? Do you want to hear from the Prime Minister?
No. He should address.
Was worried. Was also yes. planned.
He should address.
That
he should address the young people. Young people,
he
should address the young people. Let me finish. And at the same time, in any organization, I as an editor, whatever my reporter makes a mistake on the ground level, I am responsible. If a case is filed, I go to jail. I am answerable. In any organization, that is the case.
Okay, we're
to
out of
say
time.
That the top
Mr.
person doesn't know
word,
is responsible
the students
is
here are saying
incorrect.
They haven't heard
Otherwise,
from
you
PM.
Cannot run any
Mr.
organization.
Mr. Balakrishna, last word, we're out of time. Students are saying, Mr. Balashankar, the students are saying they have not heard from the PM. You have heard from the PM. Please tell us.
See, for the last 4 years, we are trying to correct the system. And what we are trying is, as Mom was saying, we are introducing new technology, so we are modernizing the system, and we are trying to create a better system in the CBSE in the first place. Secondly, reducing the number of students.
That's why we didn't have a chairperson
because
in place
of the,
for 2 years.
The skill education is a part of that. We are trying to modernize the education system itself so that the number has to be reduced. And this kind of rat race for grades, you know.
Okay, no. so that's the government's point of view.
No,
we're completely out of time.
There are new ways of taking responsibility, little assurance that this won't happen again.
The fact is our curriculum is so poor. Marks students get are inflated. They don't hold a mirror to their actual performance. The result is standards are falling in professions from medicine, doctors, lawyers, chartered accountants, engineers also. This is the wake-up call. That's the note we have to end. And on this is a wake-up call. Thank you so much for joining us on We the People tonight. Thank you. Bye-bye.